here?
What?
Yeah.
Meredith?
Here.
Okay, here. Do we have a motion for approval of the meeting minutes from April 2nd?
Second.
Second.
Rogers?
Yes.
Duckworth?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Arty?
Yes.
Granberry?
Yes.
Good?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes.
Brent?
Yes.
Do we have approval of the reports and bills?
Motion.
Second.
Rogers?
Yes.
Duckworth?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Arty?
Yes.
Granberry?
Yes.
Good?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes.
Brent?
Yes.
Okay, the certified results of the April 3rd, 2018 general municipal election were Trumpville, Mayor, Lou Grandpa, W.
Yeah, generally,
Lou Grandpa, 965, Mike McGraw, 247, City Collector Rebecca Morgan, 959, City Treasurer, which was a write-in, Mike Bell, 13, City Marshal, Tony Jones, 1,091. Council Ward 1, Barbara Rogers, 95. Arthur Benson, 92. Council Ward 2, Matt Duckworth, 144. Lisa Pitts, 55. Council Ward 3, J.J. Bulletin, 409. Council Ward 4, Monica Morgan, 53. Jimmy Lyons, 259.
Motion being ordered to accept the
I'm motion in order to accept the certified election results.
Make a motion.
Second.
Rogers?
Yes.
Duckworth?
Yes.
Bulletin?
Yes.
Arty?
Yes.
Greenberry?
Yes.
Sid?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes.
Brent?
Yes.
Okay, tabled. Most of office will now be conducted by City Parks, Peter Moten. Will the election official come forward? Raise your hand, please. Do each of you have been duly elected to office on the third day of April 2018, laid upon your oath to possess all the qualifications prescribed by law for said office of the City of Trumpville, that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri and the revised and amended ordinances of the City of Trumpville, and you will faithfully demean yourself while in said office. If so, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
correspondence, letters, and communications. We have one letter, it's from MoDOT, about safety inspection that they did at the airport. I'm going to turn this letter over to Terry Rushing. Are there any others?
Randy, yes, I think.
Okay, Randy?
I'll be here short and sweet. A lot of you guys might not know, but a couple years ago we started a baseball commission, and last year we got to implement it, which is basically a bunch of volunteers going out to the field, helping and whatnot. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to convey to you guys, well, first off, I didn't say this, congratulations to all the new lefties. Anyway, this Saturday, the 21st, is going to be our kickoff day. We've invited all of our sponsors to come out. We're going to have a bunch of stuff set up, and we'd love to see, you know, any of the city council people that can come out. I think our first game kicks off at 10:30. I know we're going to have kind of turn it back into like a Saturday in the park type deal. But out there at the ball field, I will be cooking cheeseburgers, so the food will be good. One of the things I just wanted to relay to you guys, last year we did this and we kind of ran the concession stand and with a bunch of volunteers, and we wound up making actually over $12,000. One of our goals last year with that was to, everybody saw a need for us to get our batting cages back in. Anyway, we were actually able to put two of those up. I had a bunch of volunteers, including firemen from the local fire department here, friends of mine, and several other people that, basically we turned a $35,000 project into about an eight. With a lot of volunteer work. Like I say, and hopefully we're going to do something similar to that this year. We are been tickled with all the sponsor support. The last thing I wanted to tell you about was, come on, Chris. I mean, my grandson wears a uniform, so I kind of wanted to get him filled up. Everybody see that right there up on top?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we decided to do this in kind of in memory of Randall. And one of the things we want to do is we're going to have a really simple ceremony Saturday when we kick this thing off. But everybody's, all the kids' uniforms will have that RW up here on the top corner. I didn't hit you in the face. But anyway, like I say, that was it. This is just really I picked a good time for a PR move because everybody's here too. But anyway, I just wanted to, like I say, invite everybody to come out. We'll appreciate the support, and I think I've covered everything. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you. As you see me, I lost my glasses. So I can see you with them and can't read without them. I have to read without them. So you'll see me taking them off. All right, the next thing is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? No. The next thing is supposed to be my report. But what my report is going to be today is I'm going to ask the city council to entertain and elect a mayor pro tem, and I'm asking for a nomination.
I'd like to nominate John Goodman.
Second. Call the roll. Any others? Any others? Okay.
Rogers?
Yes.
Duckworth?
Yes.
Willison?
Yes.
Pro tem?
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
ma'am. Mary.
Yes.
Six. Yes. One second.
I believe. Congratulations are in order, sir. All right.
continue to pick up the leaves, limbs, and a bunch of junk. We was able to start running the street sweeper again and start running the bush hog again. And we started filling a lot of bottles. And that is all I've got.
Okay. All right, Tommy, what you got
there? I'm going to ask you something. Well, as everyone knows, we have the citywide camera system. Our sergeant, Randy knows, is Randy still in here?
Yeah.
But our server is getting full because of the course 24 hours, 7 days a week. We also have license plate readers that helps us when somebody commits a crime, they leave town in the vehicle, get the license plate, get the cameras to do that. We'll get a couple more of those cameras and a 360-degree camera that covers all directions. The total price of that is $18,765. A lot to get that out of asset forfeiture and asset amend our budget for asset forfeiture. We'll take that out.
You need a motion?
I make a motion to amend the budget to allow for the expenditure to come out of asset forfeiture.
I second it.
Rogers?
Yes.
Duckworth?
Yes.
Clinton?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Winberry?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes. And that's one more thing. Our heavy weapons, our duty weapons, we've had them since 2008 or 9. Glock is no longer going to make the 40 cal in the G5, which is very hard to throw. All the counties, all the agencies that come to this weapon here, and end up going to the G5 9mm. We can trade all our weapons in that we have. We've got 22 of them. And going to give us $255 a piece for it. And also we have to buy a different site for them. The total price is $4,144, which is the difference in the trading. I asked to amend the asset forfeiture budget to get that fixed. Motion.
Roger.
Yes.
Duckworth.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Lyons?
Yes.
Renberry?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Meredith?
Yes.
Other than that,
that's all I have. Fire? We got our fire report for April 16th date. And I will read the calls that go from April 5th through April 16th. According to Chief Charlie Jones, on the on April the 5th, the Democrat County Courthouse, there was a fire alarm sounding that they responded to. On that same day, there was a 911 reported on a vehicle fire at I-55 and Route U, but just when they got there, there was nothing noted. On April 12th, they responded to 1405 Collins for a small fire in the front porch of that residence. On the 13th of April, they went to 3544 South Highway 8 for a structural fire that ended up being a total loss. On the 14th of April, the fire department responded to 703 Eastwood twice. Structural fire with moderate damage along with siding damage to the adjacent structure at 701 Eastwood. The chief also reports that the fire drills were conducted on April the 6th at Trevorville High Middle School and the Elementary School. That ends the fire report. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
I'm currently working on several letters with multiple properties, working with the homeowners about getting rid of the coal violations before sending them a letter, working with that. I just recently mailed out 8 letters to a plaintiff nuisance. There were a couple of properties that I was going to give citations on, but Tony told me to. They were.
In someone else's name.
Right. The letters were in someone else's name, you know, a grandson and a son. So I had to resubmit letters to their name, the violators. So the citation that we put back another 10 days until after letters.
No.
Yeah. Working great.
I think last time I was here, I told everybody the roof was fixed. Mm-hmm. Well, the next day was planted a Tuesday, and we pulled the back half of the roof. But we called it in time, we called it pyramid roofing, and they left immediately as soon as I called them. And I went down to the boat works and got some bricks, and we put them up there. They got the crane out, and so we got it down for the tornado night, and they came back the next day. And if we go down, I guess, the Brown Street Road, at the Lane Road, and you can see where they went and put pavers on the back half of the roof to hold it down. It's not leaking. They said, you know, it may last, you know, 5 days or 5 years, but it was cheaper than letting it tear up and paying $30,000. I think it totaled $3,000 for them to go to those, get all the stones, put them up there, and get it on there in time, and reinforce under the stone so it doesn't tear on the corners. So I think we saved the back half of the roof for right now. So hopefully it's going to work out. It doesn't look too bad. I've been going up there every day monitoring it, and it's not moved. The roof's not popping. That's what tore it up last time. We're going to do field work on the baseball field this week. Kevin Rohn is coming out from Porterville, and he'll be working on field 3 and field 4, and we should be ready by opening day if we have enough. Dry field, so we don't have any rain out. And we put Mario Pitt at the full-time position for Parks and Recreation. I think we're working on amending the title to Recreation Assistant.
Park Board, Park Board.
That was at the last meeting.
Yeah, that's right. I just didn't know if we had to take any action on it.
I asked. I thought it did.
That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, I just started keeping an eye on the sales tax reports that we get. As you can see, the reduction in the amount of sales tax that we collected compared to the last 3 years. And also the good news on sales tax is that, are you going to share this in your report?
No.
Okay, Teresa shared with me the sales tax report that she's in. Y'all didn't get it in your package. It goes directly to her. And so far, the library has collected, I don't have the time, it's about $20,000.
$35,000 in 3 months.
$35,000. So, probably not quite what we had projected for this year, but that is a great start.
After tomorrow.
Okay, library. I told you all maybe 2 meetings ago about the EDGE initiative that we're part of, where we're writing a strategic plan about the computer and about ways to improve our computers for our patrons in the city. And, of course, part of that is they protecting their private information. We spend a lot of our days going and closing out Facebook. Many of them save the Facebook to the computer, and then somebody else may come in and get on that computer and put something on their page. And we do a lot of those kind of things. But we've had to turn down a lot of tax help because we really can't access Social Security numbers and passwords, that kind of thing. Financial companies. People are coming in with these letters saying that they can get up to $6,000 and they want to feed that in right away and get that money, and we really cannot do that because of the personal and private information that would involve. They're going to have to bring someone in with them that they trust that could sit down with them and help them access tax information or the finance companies. We do the best we can to help, but with this EDGE initiative, we have to follow the directives of that, and we just cannot do the private information things anymore. So I just wanted that out there.
Thank you.
Water
and sugar?
Nothing to report. Normal duty.
Answer. Josh.
This will not be short and sweet, so I apologize. If you'd like to take one and pass it around, I got some information for everybody. committee met on April 10th. We did not have a forum at that meeting, and but we did not take any action. I made some minutes from that meeting. Those are included in that folder. This is in regards to the employee health insurance, the news that we received. So in addition to the minutes, I did a layout of what GBS, which is Group Benefit Services, what they currently offer and what they recommend for us to do at renewal. And then I included the two best that we thought, just based on our opinion, was the best in terms of price and coverage and benefits. And it was First Choice Insurance and White and Associates. And I tried to lay this out where you could kind of compare apples to apples a lot easier. So at the top you see GBS, the current, what we pay right now, and then recommended. This is what they recommend us paying at renewal this year. And then if you'll go down to First Choice proposal, this is per employee. It lists medical, dental, vision, and eyes. And of course, White Associates, the same thing there. Something that I want to point out, the First Choice and White Associates. You can see beside the medical premium per employee, the deductible for First Choice is $3,700 for an individual, $7,200 for a family, and a $40 copay for office visits. For White Associates, $2,500 deductible for individuals, $5,500 for family, and no copay for an office visit. So you won't pay, employees won't pay anything for an office visit. The next page shows the yearly cost, and this is what, at the top of GBS, this is what we have paid this last year, current, and then versus the renewal, what they recommend us spend. And then First Choice, you can see the total there, and you can also see the total with White Associates. So because the committee didn't have a quorum, we can't make a formal recommendation, but JJ and I, being on the committee, we kind of had individual suggestions. Even though the White Associates total year-to-date cost is going to be more, it's going to save us what we paid last year, definitely, versus what is recommended at renewal GBS. And they've got the lower deductibles for the employee, and they've got zero on the copay for the physician. So I know that we sort of, those seem very, like a very, very good option. So I've also included what they submitted to us, White Associates and First Choice, and you can dig into it a little bit deeper. But I'm just curious if anybody has any questions, any input, any recommendations themselves. Tracy, do you have anything to add?
I think what drew us to the White and Associates proposal is the fact that an employee, and I think also Josh can make a recommendation on what the employee would pay.
Mm-hmm.
But the employee can go to the doctor with zero copay.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's going to cost us a little bit more, I think that's a great benefit mm-hmm. to the employee to just go to the doctor as opposed to going to the emergency room or other mm-hmm. other places. So if they go just to their, and whoever's out there with this insurance company, if I explain this wrong, correct me, so they can't come back later and say I said something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, the deductible is $2,500 as opposed to $3,700. So the employee could make their deductible and out of pocket a lot quicker with the client associate proposal or just minimal additional cost to the city. But it's still, even with that, costing a little bit more than First Choice for the city's expense, it's still going to save the city significant amounts of money and what we pay for health insurance or employee benefits. And if you can look and see if we renewed with our current carrier, we'd be paying $575,969 this year. as opposed to we're going to pay $371,498. So that's about a $200,000 difference in savings for the city. And the current insurance provider is great insurance for our employees. It's just not affordable. I mean, when you're paying over $1,000 a month, I mean, $1,000 for per employee, we just can't afford that, and I don't think the employee would want $200 or $300 passed on to them. And so we're proposing $10.
Yeah, so right now each employee pays $6 a month or $3 per pay period for medical, dental, vision, and life. So in order to offset some more of these costs, we are going to suggest that the employees pay $10 a month for medical, $5 a month if they would like dental, and we're going to make vision optional, and then we're going to pay for the life. So that pencils out to $7.50 per pay period, which we felt like is not an exorbitant cost. It's not a huge increase.
And if the employee is pretty healthy and just has to go to the doctor, just for a general practitioner, they really don't have any out-of-pocket costs unless they have some kind of major, go to a specialist or get referred to a specialist or end up in an emergency room or hospital or something like that. So but they're going to save on the back end because they're not going to have those co-pays. So they're actually going to probably come out ahead if they don't have a major illness of some sort. So that Josh and I were two of four, but I think we both agreed on recommending why it was. And if nobody has any questions, I'll be glad to make that motion.
Anyone have any questions?
I guess I just have one comment about it. I want to make sure that everybody remembers that there will be some transitional costs to transition from our current self-funded health plan to the fully insured plan, and that, you know, we have to cover those claims that may arise that may be incurred while we still have the plan, but before the they won't come in for processing until after we've moved to the other plan. So we need to keep our reinsurance in place for about 3 months, and we need to kind of monitor what's going on as far as potential for claims. And then we also would need to keep on GBS for a period of time to do the third-party administration, so there'd be some fees with respect to that as well. But GBS is, as indicated, they're fully willing to make those transitional process for us work well. So.
And I think Wyatt Associates said that through this transition, they'll be glad to be very helpful too and be hands-on to help as we go through this process.
And I would ask those two and Amy from Wyatt Associates, if there's anything that we haven't covered, is there anything you feel like needs to be added before we proceed?
The only thing I would say is that the network is really good for United Healthcare, so it does cover, I checked, within a 30-mile radius, you know, your major facilities, your doctors and hospital dentists, eye care providers. It's a great network. I know you're all probably familiar with United Healthcare. So we didn't just move you to a carrier that the employees would not have access to their doctors.
I know changing insurance company is kind of scary, but the bottom line is the government is becoming so far out of control that we just can't possibly continue to maintain it or afford it. And I don't think, I wouldn't think the employees would want a couple $100 passed on to them. I know I wouldn't. And I think that this is going to provide the same, they're going to be able to go to the doctors. Like, did you say it included both hospitals in the state?
Yes.
And it includes the hospitals in Memphis, and I think you said Barnes too. So, I mean, there's not any providers out there they may have some, run into some problems, but these people out here would like to help through that transition. But I don't foresee any major problems with it when we look at the network. So.
I have one question. On the either one, does this cover for family, the family part, does this cover pregnancies, and what percentage would that pay if a family came up, if an employee's family member became a child and needed that kind of coverage?
Very good question. Mm-hmm. I will pass on to you.
Yes, pregnancy is now covered as any other illness. So it is just, it would be subject to the deductible.
I remember when my wife needed that covering and wasn't there in the policy that we had at work, and I.
And what Lawrence was saying is, we'll still have to, even though we're going to have a pretty significant savings this first year, it may not end up being much of a savings, mm-hmm. if it's a savings at all, when we have to pay those claims that are still out there with UBS. Down the road.
Long term. Yeah.
Anyway, I would make that motion. And I think it's already a second out there.
They've also said that if any of you have questions, they would be there to help you and answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
And they will meet with us at some point in time and let you discuss it with them. So you're really hands-on. Mm-hmm. Well, any new business? Any business from the floor? I believe we can make a motion to adjourn.